laying on of hands and the blood covering. It is very common in many Christian circles to lay hands on people when praying for them. This practice is scriptural, for Jesus said that Christians shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover, be healed, Mark 16:18. Also, in many Pentecostal churches, people join hands when they pray. Both these practices may open spiritual doorways between those who participate. While such spiritual doorways can allow the power of God to flow from one person to another, a problematic aspect of these practices is that a negative spiritual transference can also take place between one person and another. This could result in demonic oppression. However, let us not major on what the devil may do. Rather, let us focus on what God will do for those who believe and put their trust in Him. As a safeguard, God has provided, for those who are in faith, a protective covering called the blood covering which can block any evil attack. We apply this spiritual blood covering by faith. Through our faith in this spiritual protection, any evil which would try to influence us through open spiritual doorways will be blocked from doing so. This is one benefit to us of the finished work of the cross, the benefit of protection for all those who put their life in the Master's hands. The shed blood paid the price for total victory in our lives. Faith and God's grace make this victory an experiential reality. Today we can, by faith, in a spiritual sense, apply the blood of Jesus around our doorways. We can cover ourselves, our children, our property in many different situations, for the enemy is unable to penetrate the blood covering. The covering of the blood is our spiritual shield of protection from the enemy. It can be likened to a canopy which completely encompasses us, and protects us from illegal enemy attacks. A person praying for another person or having another person pray for them should always first believe for the blood covering and thank the Lord for it. If applied in faith, the blood covering will prevent the enemy attempting to attack through another person, and bringing in, for example, unbelief, resentment, pride, sickness, etc. believers. This can happen. It may seem strange to teach such principles, but Scripture clearly tells us it is not flesh and blood, people, against whom we fight. Rather, we fight a spiritual enemy, who seeks to destroy us in any way he can, legally or illegally. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle, fight, not against flesh and blood, man, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Satan's forces positioned in various levels of authority. So be aware of this truth, particularly when you are praying for others or having them pray for you, for it is of great importance. In regard to deliverance, and in that we mean deliverance from the world, the flesh and the devil, sometimes we need help from others through prayer. For this purpose, as we have said, many Christians pray for one another, the prayer of faith, James 5:13-16, using the laying on of hands. In many cases the laying on of hands actually provides only a temporary reprieve, or deliverance. This is because, if our mind is to experience lasting deliverance, it must be washed and renewed in the power of truth which has been revealed by the Holy Spirit. This will cause our human nature to be energized by the divine nature that we are now partakers of in Christ, 2 Peter 1:4. This means that we will then have the mind of Christ in the area concerned, 1 Corinthians 2:16. In this way we can live our Christian life not in the energy of our own strength, but in the power of God as it is supplied through the divine nature. Therefore prayer through the laying on of hands should not be regarded as a magic wand whereby all ills can be cured. True long-term deliverance will only really come from truth being taken into our hearts and being acted on, through the power of the divine nature. Also, always be aware that in every consideration of the blood covering, we must be mindful of and trusting in Calvary's sacrifice, that he took the punishment due to us, and the shedding of his precious, perfect, sinless blood was necessary for the remission of our sin. In this we now have life, and in the power of the Spirit, abundant life is ours. This includes the protection the blood now offers, as we take up our cross and follow him. Know, however, that this prayer is not a magic formula. The blood covering prayer must be based on the solid ground where man's soul was redeemed. This, of course, is Calvary, all that it has taken away, sin, and all that it has given, life and power over the sin nature. This type of prayer is not meant to be a replacement for power over sin. Nor is it a license for unconditional protection. Only if our sin is confessed and dealt with can we be afforded the promise of the blood covering. It is meant to be part of the armor of the new man in Christ, who has been raised in newness of life, and is trusting in Calvary's finished work and a Savior now seated at the right hand of the Father. Let us therefore pray the blood covering prayer with this balance in mind, so that the Spirit of God may empower us, protect us and enrich our soul, as we seek to do His will in resurrection power. Note, the enemy can only attack us if we let our guard down. 1. By not progressing in our faith, and so becoming complacent in our Christian walk, 1 Corinthians 3:1-3. 2. By not being alert spiritually, even through being in ignorance of His will, 1 Peter 5:8. 3. By sinning, or not dealing with our sin through repentance by putting it under the blood, 1 John 1:9. All three areas can give the enemy inroads into our lives. If sin is not dealt with, it will keep us from entering the throne room, and as Hebrews 4:16 states, it is only here we are able to find grace in our time of need. Sin which is not confessed and repented of will also break our blood covering, and prevent us applying it again. Therefore God will be unable to protect us in the way He desires. If this be the case, we need to repent according to 1 John 1:9 and then thank the Lord for forgiving us, and cleansing us from the results of that sin. Then we need to thank Him for restoring our blood covering, which is really the promise of protection in the new covenant, based on the blood of Calvary. Remember that the weapons of spiritual warfare are not carnal, of this world, but rather spiritual and mighty. We must fight a spiritual war with spiritual weapons, and protect ourselves with spiritual armor. 2 Corinthians 10:3 For though we walk, live, in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons, amp. 2 Corinthians 10:4 For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds, amp. If we are to enter into God's promise concerning protection, however, we must be sober and vigilant, standing firm in our faith. Remember that we do not fight the devil, for Scripture never tells us to fight him, only to resist him. 1 Peter 5:8 Be sober, mentally alert, focused, be vigilant, watchful, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour, destroy. 1 Peter 5:9 Whom, the enemy and his forces, resist steadfast in the faith. The faith always refers to what Jesus accomplished at Calvary on our behalf, so for this resistance to be effective, our faith must be anchored in His finished work. Instead, we are to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12 Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are also called, i.e., to follow Christ, and have professed a good confession, before many witnesses. Timothy's life and lifestyle attested to his faith. The blood that was shed over 2,000 years ago is the seal that puts the past behind, because the price for our sin has been paid. This shed blood of Calvary still reaches us today to protect us both from the past and in the present. It washes us clean. It keeps us in the light of God's presence. It allowed us to die with Christ so that we could be raised a new creature in Him, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Christ stood in our place at the cross and became our kinsman redeemer. If we have proper focus, in other words, if our faith is focused on the proper object, the cross, being the atonement, then nothing can come under our guard when our shield of faith is up, Ephesians 6:16. Faith brings us into the present, the now, in regard to experiencing the benefits of our covenant today. We belong to the blood-bought Church of the Redeemed. Only the blood of Calvary could have brought us to this position. What position, you may ask? That of overcomers, as Revelation 12:11 states, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. The blood of Calvary affords us spiritual protection in the heat of battle in our daily Christian walk. So let's apply it with proper focus, remembering what it was, pure, and what it has done, brought us into a covenant with God whereby he is now our Father, and we are his children. He is therefore our protector, and it is his power which shields us from attacks of the enemy because of the blood of Calvary and our faith in it. Note, when we, being in proper communion and relationship with the Lord, cover ourselves with the blood, we are really allowing God to encompass us with a spiritual shield, Psalm 5:12. This protection is afforded us because of the blood of Calvary, but is not, in itself, made up of actual blood. It is commonly referred to as the blood covering because the shield of protection from illegal spiritual attacks is available to us as a result of the blood of Calvary, shed 2,000 years ago. Thanking the Lord for the blood covering means we are saying, by our testimony, that it is the shed blood of Calvary that constitutes the legal ground by which the Spirit can protect us. Indeed, it is because of Calvary's blood that grace is supplied today to meet every need. Of course, we must also walk with the help and empowerment of the Spirit concerning God's will, through the energizing of our human nature by the divine nature, if the blood covering is to be effective, Romans 8:1, 2. This covering, protection, can be broken through sin, or ignorance of God's will, which, of course, will give the enemy legal ground to enter our lives. Acknowledgement, repentance and thanking the Lord for the cleansing, and then the reinstating of the covering, will be needed in this case. We need to believe that God's protective canopy is in place, because of Calvary's blood, through our prayer of faith. It surrounds us, preserving us from evil as we continue to take up our cross of self-denial and follow our Lord and Master. Some Christians, especially those who are young in the Lord, before studying or listening to teaching, need to be mindful of their blood covering, and thank God for it. They may also need to bind in Jesus' name all unbelief, confusion and any other influence from the enemy, Matthew 16:19. It must be noted that the blood covering prayer cannot be used to protect us when we have been lazy in the seeking, finding and embracing of God's word, the truths contained within it, or the development of our relationship with the Lord. In other words, the blood covering prayer is not to take the place of us understanding and having faith in the finished work of the cross. In fact, if we do not have this faith and understanding, the enemy will have legal ground to cause much destruction in our lives, 1 Peter 5:8. This prayer should be prayed as a result of our faith in Calvary and Christ's finished work. It cannot be employed as a replacement for such faith. So let our testimony be as Revelation 12:11 states, as we walk with our Lord day by day. Revelation 12:11 And they, Christians, overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb. The power to overcome and overwhelm the kingdom of Satan is found exclusively in the blood of the sacrifice of the Son of God, and our faith in that finished work, Romans 6:3-5, 11, 14, ESB, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. God bless and may you have the victory in Christ. For further information or teaching material to help you grow in the Christian faith, please visit Crossroads International, Full Gospel Ministries, crossroadsministries.org.au.